Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
May 25th is the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. Some liturgical purists don't like this feast. It's medieval in origin and arose when people thought that the Eucharist as a sacrament could be separated from the Eucharist as a sacrificial meal. And so you could come and adore the Eucharist, and you could cheer for Jesus in the Eucharist as he went down the street, but you couldn't really receive him into your soul in Holy Communion because you weren't worthy of it. And so Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, was a feast in which you could cheer for Jesus. And that was better than not cheering for him, but we're much better off today when we can receive him in communion. Once upon a time, there was a resort parish where there was a deacon from the seminary, one of those unpermanent deacons, who was assigned to help out during the summer rush. He was a nice young man, though a little shy and kind of conservative, like young priests are these days. On a very hot Sunday, he lost his temper with the way people dressed. None of the men wore a coat and tie, can you imagine that? None of the women wore dresses and stockings. The adults came in shorts and polo shirts. The women wore sleeveless dresses. The kids would appear in swim trunks and T-shirts and bare feet. Some of the teenage girls even wore T-shirts over their bikinis when they came to Mass. The young priest shouted at them, "Have you no respect for the body and blood of Christ? How dare you desecrate the Eucharist with such inappropriate clothes? If you go out for dinner tonight, wouldn't you dress up for your host? If people could come to your house for dinner, wouldn't you be deeply offended if they came in swimsuits? Why shouldn't God be offended by your lack of reverence? What makes you think that God's house is a cabana on the beach?" The people were a little surprised, but they figured he didn't really understand. Besides, they thought they had a lot of respect for the body and blood of Christ. They had come to receive it, after all, had they not? At supper that night, the wise old Monsignor, who appears frequently in these stories, said to him, "You know, you had a good point there, young fellow. But have ever you gone to a Mass at a church near a European resort? There's hardly anyone there. At least our people come. They may look a little sloppy sometimes, and I wish they didn't. Yet I believe that God loves them no matter how they are dressed."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.